On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Cancer sucks, you guys. I mean, I know you've heard that phrase a thousand times, but I think until you're in the middle of it, you just don't realize how frustrating it can really, really be. How sucky cancer really can be. Listen, I don't have cancer. My dad has cancer. Mm-hmm. It is such an infuriating, terrible, terrible thing. Clearly, if you have cancer, that's number one suck. And I think when you hear that phrase, the first thing you think about is, oh, cancer sucks because you can die from cancer. And like, that's obviously the most scary thought. I think what you don't think about is all the secondary stuff that comes with that. So my dad has had cancer now for 28 years, prostate cancer. And my dad luckily has, I mean, he's like cancer nine lives cat, man. He has literally come back from prostate cancer so many times. This guy, he calls himself Jimmy Mack, by the way. We didn't give him that name. He gave himself the name Jimmy Mack. He's quite the character. We thought this man is going to go down so many times with prostate cancer. He just keeps coming back, man. Yeah. There just keeps coming a different drug, a trial, some type of radiation. I mean, you probably don't know many people that have had prostate cancer for 28 years because it's just almost unheard of. So he does have to have he has to have surgery every 3 months though for something that has to do with his prostate and his bladder. Typically this surgery goes pretty smooth. This time it did not go smooth. He has now been in the hospital for the last 3 days because this surgery did not go smooth. So
sorry.
He has been in the hospital. My mom has been in the hospital with him.
Of course.
And it's just been, it's been a stressful week trying to, you know, manage that. I mean, number one, obviously for him.
Yeah.
Number two, obviously for my mom, who is his caretaker. And then I think there is this third level of stress as the son who is, does not live anywhere near the family, that you have this level of like, man,
because you're waiting to find out.
Well, it's almost like this level of guilt of like, should I be there? Could I be doing more? Right. Do I need to go home? He's going to be okay. It's just been one thing after another with this surgery. But every time that something happens with my dad's cancer, I almost just feel guilty that I don't. They live in Georgia, by the way. I just almost feel guilty that I don't live closer to home because it's my dad. Yeah. You know, it's my dad. As my parents get older. You know, I've been chasing this radio dream for a long time and I'm proud of myself and I'm really glad that I did it. But I think as my parents get older, there is this level of guilt of, do I need to be closer to them to kind of help in this later years of life as they've helped me through so many things through my life and through my career, you know? So I think these last couple of days have been mentally challenging on all of us. The reason that I bring this up is because we do so many things with Johns Hopkins Children's Center. We do so many things with kids that are battling cancer. And I think that we come in and not even just cancer, but we come in with, all these stories throughout the year. And we always like, oh, you know, help support these families. It's not just the ultimate scary thing. You know, like at some point, I know that my dad's probably not going to beat this. You know, 28 years is crazy that he's been able to beat this. I know there's going to be a day that my dad's not going to beat this. But I think that sometimes when we say the things like cancer sucks, it's like you got to think about all the steps that go through this for all of these families.
Yeah.
It's not just the ultimate scary ending of this, right? You got to think about all the steps, all the processes, all the procedures my dad's gone through. I feel so bad for my dad. Knowing he's sitting in a hospital room right now, waiting for a surgery that just like, it's just part of the process of having cancer that I know he has to go through.
Mm-hmm. It has been going through for a very long time.
And for a very long time.
Been strong for a very long time. Brave so, for a very long time.
Just sending our love, man. Sending our love for everybody that's going through not just cancer, but any kind of chronic anything. Mm-hmm. It just sucks. Because I know that sometimes we don't break that down, the different steps of, I think sometimes we forget about all the things you guys got to go through.
And the village that it affects as well.
Yeah. We either talk about ringing the bell at the end of it, or we just talk about when the immediate thing happens. I think the process in between kind of gets lost sometimes. So anybody going through like the long-term thing, you know, I know that sometimes your story gets forgotten about in the middle. And a lot of love going out to you guys. I know the struggle is tough because my family's been going through it for a very, very, very long time now. So, and a lot of love to my dad too. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
He's going to get through this one again. He always does. But a lot of love to my dad going through this battle.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.